something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to grow. You can't keep praying the same babyish prayer as you were praying last year. Come on. When a child is 1 year old, there's some things the child should be doing. Come on. Am I right? You want to see a child beginning to learn to walk. Right? By the time the child is 5 years old, you don't want him creeping. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Thank you. For my mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters, thank you. For my country, head of state to the lowest. Thank you. Plus God minus devil. You have prayed. Or you sit at the dining table and say, bless this food, O Lord, for Christ's sake. Foolish prayer. God doesn't answer that kind of stupid prayer. He said, but he's been answering. No. He doesn't answer that kind of prayer. Bless this food, O Lord, for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake, who's going to eat it? You. He doesn't bless it for Christ's sake. He blesses it for your sake. No, you know, we prayed something so long, we can't think anything's wrong. Because a lie has been in office for 20 years doesn't make it true. Plus God minus devil. That's prayer. Say, let's pray. Plus God minus devil. Amen. That's not prayer. When Jesus prayed, the Bible says, he said. Not he thought. Moment of silence. You know, lots of stupid things that are done in the churches, and people just don't know why they are babyish. Even praise. So many funny things. Then you wonder why there's so much fighting in the churches. Why there's so much criticism between the pastors and the pastors. You know, these pastors don't like those pastors, and those pastors don't like these pastors. And so they raise the Christians that don't like those Christians, and those Christians don't like these Christians. And everybody's trying to destroy the other one because of carnality. Because people are not growing in the things of God. When you grow in the things of God, the first thing, the first evidence of your spiritual growth is the increase of the love nature of God in you. You walk in love. You can hold people because of something they did against you or said against you. You can walk in bitterness. You learn to overlook those things. You don't number your enemies. What he did to me in 1935? They can't forget. Even husbands and wives, they got diaries. They've been married 56 years. And then they say, actually, what I'm not happy about is something he said to me in 1940. He said something to you in 1940. Oh, God. 1940. And you have never forgotten. Something's wrong with you. It shouldn't be that way. See, we are to grow. 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'm reading to you from verse 17 into verse 18. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. Read verse 18 together. 1, 2, go. But grow. He tells us to what? Grow in grace. Grace. What is grace? Grace is that favor of God that brings that beauty of God into your life. It's the promoting power of God. That's what grace is. It is the excellence of God radiating from your spirit to the outer man. It's that beauty of divinity at work in you. That's grace. Some people call it unmerited favor. It's more than that. What is the favor about? Yes, you didn't qualify for it by your own acts of righteousness. But he gave it to you. Now God says for us to grow in it so it can increase. You ought to work in a greater grace today than you did last week. I believe in ever-increasing glory. I believe in that. I've told you I've never had a down life. Up, forward, and upwards continually. And along that path, you will meet adversaries. Crush them. Oh, yeah? No, don't you think if God's blessing you, Satan is going to come and say congratulations. He'll never do that. He'll fight you all the way. But he's not a factor. Amen? He's not a factor. So it says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the knowledge. This is spiritual knowledge. He's talking about the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's so much more to know about him. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, grow in grace and in knowledge. The knowledge of God. Hallelujah. All right. So that's the introduction. You get it? That's the introduction. That's what we're talking about, priesthood and sacrifices. Letting you understand you can't keep living in the way you've been living as a spiritual babe. You can't keep praying the same prayer or worshiping and praising the same way you used to do. There's got to be some growth. You got to understand there's got to be some growth. Your life cannot be full of prayers for what you want, what you need. You can't continue to be self-centered. Every time you want to pray, you remember all your needs. In the Bible, where we quote all the time, my God shall supply. We say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That was said by Paul. But he never said, my God shall supply all my needs. He said, my God shall supply all your needs. He wasn't talking about himself. About himself, he says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be independent of circumstances. He had grown. Hallelujah. He had grown. I never pray for things. I never pray for money. Well, since I grew up, you understand what I'm talking about. Of course, as a spiritual child, babe, you ask for everything. Like that little child, daddy, daddy's going out, daddy, buy me a car. How old is he? 4 years old. Daddy, I want new television. Daddy, computer. Daddy, bread. Daddy, sweet. You know? When he gets to be 12, daddy says, come and clean this place. He thinks it's a joke for now. You know, he cleans it and leaves whatever he used in cleaning there. Then mommy comes to pick it up. When it gets to be 15, daddy says, go and mow the lawn. And don't you leave the house till I come back. New instructions. I want to go and play football. No, he's not going. Now he's under instructions. Some of you didn't even partake of that. You jumped everywhere you wanted to go. So that's why it's difficult to get some spiritual instruction. You sit down, somebody says, sit down there. I'm going. Because you're not used to discipline. But in the house of God, you got to be disciplined. Discipline. Learn to stay where you ought to be, not where you want to be. Do what you ought to do, not what you want to do. See, there's something about life. The people who want to say, I want to be this. This is what I want to be. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. Life can't be that way. You can't have what you want. You shouldn't have what you want. It's dangerous. Find out what kind of life should you live.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Gounderbology 1, Minimode Care for Code de Azure. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m., and Friday by 6 p.m. for inquiries or to share your testimony. With us, please call +237-676-278-413 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Parents, many of you here, parents, your children are growing up and you're beginning to learn to say the wrong thing by saying, well, you know, we let our children choose whatever they want to be. We don't force anything on our children, whatever they want to be. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's for the carnal parents. That's for the worldly parents. That's the one who doesn't know God. Your responsibility as a parent is to find out from God the life your son or daughter should live. You should know from God. The men and women in the Bible that were praised for walking in God and in righteousness, the Bible shows us they got the plan from God about their sons or daughters. God told them. Then say, well, you know, they're growing up. We just let them choose what they want to be, and we don't want to tell them whatever they're interested in. You're going to soon find a child who says, I love sleeping. That's what I love. I love sleeping. Then you come back and say, well, out of my 10 children, there's one Judas Iscariot. Who gave you Judas Iscariot among your children? Nobody. You did. Because you said they could choose whatever they wanted. No, they can't choose what they want. You got to know from God what they ought to do. Of course, they have their own mind. But the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Not in the way you want him to go. Not in the way he wants to go. In the way he should go. How can you tell the way he should go? Only God. That's why you need to know from God. But if you're not living in Christ, if you're not following the word of God, if you're not living in the word of God, how can you know the will of God for yourself or for someone else? You can't know. So father, mother, children, all walking in darkness. See that? It says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. If he has departed from it, chances are you didn't train him right. Because the word of God says, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. He'll be in that part. He can't think another way but the way that you raised him up. Praise God. All right. So, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Okay. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Read verse 5. Did you see that? Ye also as lively stones, now that's translated living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. And your responsibility, he says, is to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Look at verse 9. Same book, same chapter. Read it out for me. Ye are a chosen generation. A what? A royal priesthood. Priesthood. Now, he goes on to let us know we got a responsibility that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, you read that verse in the Amplified Version. Oh, boy, you'd love it. We'll come to that some other time. But here, he says that we are a kingdom of priests. Royal priests. That's what we are. That's what we are. Priesthood. A born-again child of God has been called into priesthood. Now, here is responsibility. Look at the book of Revelation. Revelation. You can see in chapter 5, verse 10. Read it, one, two, go. He's made us what? Kings and what? Priests. So we're kings and priests. That's the meaning of royal priesthood. It means a kingdom of priests. That we are royalty. But we do have responsibilities. And we noticed where he said in verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 2, we read it earlier, he says to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Okay, turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. Have you seen it? All right, read verse 1. So, they've got a responsibility. Is that right? All right, look at Hebrews chapter 8. Read verse 3. Okay, now every high priest is ordained to offer what? Gifts and sacrifices. Then, if you study from chapter 5 to chapter 8 and read it in context, you'd see he's making a case for Jesus Christ. He's making a case for Jesus Christ. He's trying to establish to his audience the fact that Jesus Christ has become the high priest and that he came in the order of Melchizedek and not in the order of Levi or Aaron. Okay? And so he lets us know that since Jesus Christ is a high priest, he's already concluded his case. So he comes in to say, now, every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. And if Jesus Christ is also a high priest, then he's got something to offer also. Praise God. Okay. And we have been raised in his order. In his order of priesthood. Hallelujah. Now, in the Old Testament, Paul was making this comparison. In the Old Testament, the high priest went into the most holy place once every year on behalf of the nation. And he offered blood sacrifices for himself and for the nation once every year. But then Paul explained in these chapters that Jesus Christ didn't need to do it once every year. He did it once for everybody, and not with the blood of bulls or goats, but with his own blood. He went into the heavenly holy place and offered that blood for us, and doesn't need to do it again. Hallelujah. But then, when the high priest went into the most holy place to offer sacrifices, the priests functioned daily in the holy place and in the outer court. They functioned daily. They offered gifts and sacrifices daily. The high priest ministered along with them daily. And if we are priests, then we have responsibilities every day. And we are told that our sacrifices are spiritual. They are spiritual. There's a reason they're spiritual. Now, the priests of the Old Testament offered animals and other gifts. People brought all kinds of things. And they offered these things to God as sacrifices every day. Can you imagine the number of animals that had to die continually?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Gounderbology 1, Mini-Mode Carrefour Cote d'Azur. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m., and Friday by 6 p.m. for inquiries or to share your testimony with us. Please call +237-676-278-413 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.